Hello.
Hi, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I was looking for Ken.
Speaking.
Hi, Ken. I do the finance. I'm part of a dealer group called Excel. I work with Brad. He asked me to give you a call regarding the financing for your equipment purchase for your new restaurant. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Is it this number that you just called me on?
Is it call under 9102?
Yes.
Great. Yeah, that's my direct line. So can you tell me a little about your business and what you're trying to obtain? I'll tell you what we could do for you.
Sure. We are opening a restaurant in downtown Santa Fe, and so we're
Okay.
looking to finance equipment, small wares, and some of the installation in the hood and so forth.
Okay. Can I ask you some basic questions without rubbing you the wrong way?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. I know you probably got a lot going on. Just to introduce our company, we're part of Excel. I've been with our firm for 9 years. Work on thousands of restaurant transactions a year, so it's pretty standard stuff. So the first question is, you're starting a restaurant. Do you currently own any restaurants?
I do not, but the operating team who's done this has opened 18 different restaurants and hotels across the country and the world.
Okay.
And they are, and the chef has been on Iron Chef and Food Network a bunch, and so it's a pro team.
Okay. You're the sole owner of the business on paper, or are there multiple owners?
Not well. There's two of us. I have a partner.
Okay, and does your partner currently own any businesses or no?
Yes. Yeah, he's a private equity guy.
Private equity, okay. How much capital are you contributing to the business?
In about $800,000.
Okay. And is that just coming out of your personal accounts or borrowed money?
Some would be borrowed, some would be equity funding.
Okay. Well, and is this, I guess the kind of the question is, what do you know about the startup financing programs? What have you been exposed to? And is this a question where every dollar helps, or is it like you need everything or nothing?
Every dollar helps, and sure, we'd love to get all we can.
Okay. So let me kind of give you a little feedback on what's available. And it's kind of an interesting thing. So startup restaurant financing, even just pure startup business financing, as I'm sure you're aware, is considered extremely high risk. It's not that most businesses that we fund fail. Actually, most businesses that we fund actually stay in business. The problem is the default ratio. About 25% of the customers we fund within a year do not pay us for new businesses. That number is dramatically different for existing businesses. A few questions about you and your partner so I can kind of guide you on what's going to be realistic to get approved for. If I looked at your personal bank account or your assets, about how much cash do you have on hand?
My liquidity is about $100,000, and my partner is very, very liquid.
How much cash does your partner have? Am I dealing with someone that has a few hundred grand, a few million? The more information,
Correct.
the better.
Few million.
A few million dollars. Okay. So basically, with startup restaurant, go ahead.
Yes. And I
Does
was just
he?
going to say, and his he has a net worth of about 35 million.
Okay, so he's a really high net worth individual. Okay. So, and does you said he's a private equity guy? Does he own his own equity company or no?
Yes.
He does. Okay. So you got an interesting situation. Let me tell you what we could do. Generally, you'll probably laugh at it. Standards, most companies in this industry for starter standard startup financing, they'll give you $15,000. That's it. That's their limit. Doesn't really do much for your business. What I can do is we can do higher. We have certain programs that go up to $75,000. However, we have other programs that go up to much higher amounts of money where someone is basically saying, hey, look, I'll sign off. I've got the assets behind it. I'll put a down payment, and they understand the process. My experience has been that I've dealt with everyone that it's gone come hat in hand, be completely broke, down to dealing with people that have started huge franchises. So I think the most important thing is your partner sounds like someone that probably has the means to qualify for a pretty sizable loan for the equipment. I don't know if it's worth his time because I'm going to ask for a lot of information from our underwriters. So I think probably the best step is to get him on the line with me and yourself, do a conference call, kind of go over how this would be structured and see if it interests you guys.
Well, I'd rather, can you send me an email instead?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be better.
That's fine. Give me probably an hour or two and I can shoot you an email. What's your email?
It's ken@lunasantafe.com.
ken@lunasantafe.com?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for your time. Let me shoot you an email that kind of goes over the programs we have available, and hopefully we can talk soon.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.